罗马书第一章第十六、十七节，一、二、三，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。现在弟兄念一次，姐妹听；第二次请姐妹念一次，弟兄听；第三次我们就大家背起来，不要看了。弟兄姐妹，一、二、三，我以鬼福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。好，现在姐妹们念次，弟兄试看，把它背起来。一、二、三，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的。如经上所记。义人必因信得生，大家背一次试试看。
So we should all memorize it.
能够不看的就不看，你背到不能看，那你偷看一点好不好？还可以一次，以后就不要看。一、二、三，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切。不要从头到尾看，不会背才偷看。
Do not read it from the beginning to the end.
大家看这里，看这里哈，到不会看才偷，不会背才看的。一他看这里，看这里，看这里啊、哦！年轻人看这里，看他，看他。
Everybody look up here.
一、二、三，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切漂亮的，是吗？要救一切聪明的，要救一切坏蛋，要救什么？一些相信的，先是中国人，后是马来人，对不对？先是什么？先是犹太人。后是希腊人，这啊什么什么要救一些相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，这义啊正在这福音上显明出来，哪喽？这义是啊，看看看这里，看这里，偷看太久了。这意思本于信，以至于不信，以至于什么？本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，生人必因义得生，什么？义人必因信什么？得救，得生。啊，再一次，再一次啊、哦。所以你把它换来换去，你知道原来它的意思不是那样，是这样。好，再一次，一、二、三。不要看第一个字就看哪里好意思，第一个字就偷看哪里可以。他看这里，看这里。这一次不要看他，看我。一、二、三，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人。后是希腊人，这上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。现在请他自己背，你看刚才还没有背。
I shall read in English、
现在请他用英文念一遍、你念一遍，用英文念一遍。
Verse 16 to 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. That's RSV. As it is written, he who through faith is righteous shall live.
这福音是上帝的大能。
This righteousness is the power of God.
要拯救一切什么？相信的。
To save everyone who believes.
因为上帝的什么在不是上帝什么在这福音上显明出来？上帝的义 正在这福音上显明出来。
For the righteousness of God is revealed in this gospel.
这义是本以信，以至以信。
And this righteousness is based from faith to faith.
如经上所记
，As it is written in the Bible.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous shall live by faith.
好，我们大家低头祷告。
We shall all pray.
主啊，恳求你赐福今天晚上我们解经的大会。
God, we pray that it bless this meeting.
求主赐下智慧
，and give to us wisdom.
赐下悟性
，grant to us understanding.
使我们明白我们应当信的是什么
，so that we can understand what that we should believe in.
因为义人必因信得生
，because the righteous shall live by faith.
我求你圣灵的光照耀我们每个人的心。
Father, we pray the Holy Spirit illuminate our heart.
启示先知使徒的圣灵
，and also the Holy Spirit who reveal and inspire the prophet.
借着说已经启示的道。光照我们众人的心
and through the review Bible illuminate us
奉耶稣基督的名求
in Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen
我们刚才上唱的那首诗歌哪一个人是今天第一次看到这首诗歌的请举手
Who sang the first time
上个礼拜我们有没有唱这首啊有没有没有哈
No we didn't
所以你们算相当不错了
You're quite good actually
我现在要你们唱的时候请注意第四行的最后第二句你要把它拉长一点，放大声一点。
And also, we want to pay attention to the way to sing from Dr. Stephen Tong.
第四句的时候
，Number nine.
第四句，第四句
，Yeah.
第四句
，Number four.
不是
啊、，phrase.
啊，第四句的时候，那个是 Fa mi re do， 不是拉嗦。刚才你们唱错很多次，所以李博士就上台来纠正你们了。啊，现在我们再唱一次啊。我们唱到第三排的时候，站起来唱好。一好，第一排你们不要唱，我自己唱。第二排你们唱，第三排站起来唱。
以我我为成全备注，我以相知以为义，直到你向我显现出，我才伏伏在地。我虽然长臂的泥足。你大恩却将我寻回，你奇妙爱折服我心处，我愿终身属于你。
最后一行没有点，不要终身属于你，不要那样。
我愿终身属于你。
第二排。
以我我心愿是你主，我我坐在暗中，直到你是我心心主，我才会向光明。我睡在山岸前修筑，你大恩却掉我脚步。你大权能改变我心，我愿终身归向你。
站起来，
以我我应作倾向，我心爱偏心记录，直到你知天火照我，我才顺你旨意。我虽常抗拒神灵主，你大爱却融化我心，你大路高过我大路主，你精彩我我必须。
请坐
Please be
我们上一次在这里思想到上帝的意义在这福音上显明出来
The last time we expected understand when you say that God's righteousness is revealed upon this gospel
保罗在罗马书里面讲义义义一共讲了几十次那么的多
Paul in this book he expounded on the righteousness righteousness one in ten times
这是对罗马社会一个很重要的名称
To the Roman society this is a very important word indeed
罗马的法律是当时全世界有名的
Because the legal system of Rome is the most famous at the time
罗 马对法律的要求是很高很高的。
And the demand of the law is very high.
罗马的法庭要执行公义，来把这个罗马的宪法，把它真正把它运行出来。
That's why the Roman government actually execute laws, so they want to express manifest the righteousness of the laws.
罗马人又承受了希腊人对理想的人生的四个元素的那一个肯定。
And also the Roman Empire inherited the confirmation of four principles of life from the Greek.
人应当追求智慧。
The man should seek for wisdom.
人应当有公义的立场。
And also they must stand which is righteous.
人应当表现在勇敢的行动里面。
Also must be have an action that's brave.
人应当对自己有节制的这一种约束。
And also they must control themselves with self-control.
所以公义是人生很重要的一件事情。
So righteousness is very important in our life.
但是圣经里面所提的义，同希腊思想提的义有一些不同的地方。
But what the righteousness expounded by the Bible and also was mentioned by the Romans different.
公义在希腊的社会，在罗马的文化里面是一个理念界中间的东西。
In the Greek culture, in the Roman society, righteousness is only about an ideology.
但是义在圣经里面是神自己的本性。
But then righteousness in the Bible, it is actually the essence of God.
我们的神是公义的上帝。
Our God is a righteous God.
在摩西的歌里面，
in the Psalms of the Moses,
在生命经最后的几章里面，
in Deuteronomy the last few chapters,
摩西没有死以前特别吩咐以色列人说，
before Moses died, he instructed
the Israelites. 你们要知道我们的神是公义的神。
You must know that our God is a righteous God.
我们的神是公平的神。
Our God is a God of justice.
诗篇照样告诉我们，上帝是以公义同公平做他宝座的根基。
And also the Psalm will tell us that God will use righteousness and justice as a foundation of His throne.
公义不但是神的本性，
not only righteousness is the nature of God.
公义是神权柄的基础，
also the foundation of His authority.
公义是神对待人的方法，
and also the way He deals with men.
所以这样圣经里面所提的义，同希腊罗马文化所提的义是完全不一样。
So then the righteousness in the Bible and the Greek cultures it is different.
在我们中国人的思想中间，义也是很重要的。
And also in the Chinese thinking, righteousness also is very important.
所以我们对义的了解也是很深刻的。
So our understanding to righteousness is also very deep and profound.
义同法就变成不能分开的东西。
Because righteousness and law cannot be separated.
如果这个世界有犯法的事情，
if there's something that go against the law in the world,
用义去对付犯罪的事情，
then we got to use righteousness to deal with the wrong.
这样犯法的就受法律的制裁。
So he who is committing a crime so will be judged by righteousness.
一个法官要执法如山，他就应当对义有坚定的立场。
And also the court, the judge must be very firm in terms of righteousness.
所以无论是西方文化，无论是东方的文化，
so whether it's the Western or Oriental culture,
义就变成了一个这个执行，这个真正正人君子当执行的一个立场。
So righteousness becomes a stand of a true gentleman.
义就是法律存在法庭的工作效用，这个最基本的原则。
Then righteousness becomes the very basic principle of how the court functions.
为什么一个国家需要法律？
Why is that a nation with legal system?
因为要保持正义。
Because you want to maintain righteousness.
为什么要保持正义呢？
Why you want to maintain righteousness?
因为对付犯罪的事情。
So that to deal with those that wrong.
这样法庭的责任就是执行义的这个本质的立场。
So the responsibility of the court is to execute the essence of righteousness,
要保护正义的威严，
and to protect also the solemnness of righteousness.
但是事实告诉我们，所有的法官，所有的法庭常常是最不公义的人，
but the,
最不公义的地方。
But the fact tells us that court, even the judge, is a place where the injustice is being practiced.
所以这个人对义有理念的思想。
So man toward righteousness, there is ideology that they have.
人对义有思想里面很严格的要求。
And also they are very strict demand in their mind.
但是人对别人要求义的时候，他对自己就没有能力去执行义。
But at a time when people demand righteousness from others, they themselves cannot do and cannot execute righteousness.
所以保罗现在向罗马传福音的时候，
and that's why Paul when he was preaching to the Rome,
他写这本书到罗马去的时候，
and writing this book to the city of Rome,
他就要向世界上的人介绍显明神的义 已经在人间了。
So he must introduce, expound the righteousness of God is now among mankind.
当我们对世界的法庭不满意的时候
，When we are not satisfied with the court of justice,
我们看见世界的法庭没有办法执行公义的时候
，We know that the court of the world cannot truly execute righteousness.
我们对整个人类就失望了吗
？Are we disappointed with the humankind?
我们感到这个世界是充满虚假的吗
？Do we feel that the world is filled with the false things?
保罗说，上帝的义正在。这福音上显明出来。
Paul said that God's righteousness upon this gospel is being revealed.
这样基督就是义的彰显。
So Christ Jesus is the manifestation.
耶稣基督就是神给人的福音。
Because Jesus Christ is the gospel God has given to mankind.
耶稣基督的死同复活就把上帝的义表明出来。
And his death and resurrection manifested the righteousness of God.
基督为什么死呢
？Why is that Christ Jesus dying?
基督受了人的罪，归附他身上。再受了罪人对他不公义的审判而为我们死
Because he has taken upon himself the sins of all mankind and also being judged unrightly by the sinners
基督为我们死的
Why is that Christ Jesus died?
他生在律法之下来代替那些在律法之下违背律法违反侵干犯律法的罪人
Because he was born under the law and under the law sinners have sinned and that's why he got to bear our sins under the law
当罪人干犯律法的时候
At the time when the sinner goes against the law
律法的咒诅就应当临到罪人的身上
So the curse of the law should now fall upon the sinners
耶稣基督是以无罪的身份生在律法之下
But Christ Jesus himself is sinless but he was born under the law
他就担当了我们应当担当的罪的律法罪违背律法就应当得到的咒诅
So he has taken upon himself the curse that we should receive as a sinner
基督为什么死呢
Why is that Christ Jesus died
就是要标明他的义是胜过世界的不义的
It is only about to show that his righteousness prevailed the righteousness of the world
基督是以义者的身份受了不义的人给他不公义的审判
Standing in the position of a righteous one he has taken upon himself the judgment of an unrighteous man
如果基督死了没有复活
If Christ Jesus died without resurrection
这就表示不义是胜过了义
Which in the unrighteous now prevail over the righteous
如果基督死了没有复活
If Christ Jesus died without resurrection
就表示义是没有盼望得胜不义的
Which in there's no hope for the righteous to prevail over the unrighteous
所以基督的复活对整个基督教的信仰是最重要的一件事情
So the resurrection of Christ Jesus is a very important thing towards Christianity
初期的教会不会把圣诞节当作最大的庆祝的节日
The earlier church will not celebrate Christmas in such a grand scale as you do
初期的教会把复活节当作基督教一整年中间最重要的一个节庆
But rather they deem this resurrection the Easter is the most important festive
因为基督的降生虽然把上帝的大爱显明出来
Because the birth of Jesus Christ even though he bring out the love of God to us
基督的死虽然使这个爱到了最大的高峰的牺牲
even the death of Jesus Christ manifests the highest climax of the love of God
但是基督既然在于不义的人对他不义的审判的权柄之下
But since Christ the righteous died under the unrighteous,
如果耶稣基督没有复活
if Christ Jesus has never resurrected,
那就等于不义已经得胜了义
which means the unrighteous now prevail over the righteous.
我们人类永永远远没有盼望
and forever there's no hope for mankind.
每一个时代的政治家都在玩弄义
and down the generation, the politician, the player against the righteousness.
每一个时代的这个法院和法官都在玩弄不义
and down the history also the court is played with righteousness
所以基督如果没有得胜不义
if Christ Jesus cannot prevail over unrighteousness
罪恶的权柄是大过义的权柄
which means the power of sin is now greater than power of righteousness
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
耶稣基督从死里面复活了
that Christ Jesus rose again from dead
这不是他个人死复活的一种荣耀而已
this is not a glory to himself as a person who died and resurrected
这还是全人类的盼望因为义的已经战胜了不义的
But it is the hope of the whole humankind because the righteous have prevailed over the unrighteous
你看到这一点吗
Do you see this
所以这里就给我们看见这福音正在上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来
And that's why we understand this statement that the righteousness of God now is revealed on this gospel
上一次我们讲这一节圣经的时候
Last time when we expound this verse,
我们主张的神的愤怒、神的公义、神对罪人公义的要求的刑罚，就是在基督的身上 被他所接受的。
We pay attention to the wrath and righteousness of God upon Christ Jesus, who should be punished.
今天我们再把这件事情另外积极的一面把它提出来。
But now we're going to mention a positive side of this thing.
也是基督的复活来表明神的义是得胜的，历史历代没有办法解决的不义的问题。
Also to show that through the resurrection of Christ Jesus, the righteousness of God is being manifested and solve the problem of unrighteous.
所以上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来。
So the righteousness of God upon this gospel is being manifested.
基督徒真正知道基督的死同基督的复活对我的罪对神的义到底要彰显的是什么。
When Christians truly know that the death and the resurrection of Christ, what kind of thing you manifest upon us as a sinner?
你就可以说像保罗一样的说我深知我所信的是谁。
Then truly like Paul can say I truly believe what that I believe in.
当保罗讲完了这一句话以后
After Paul said this statement,
他继续在讲一个总原则的问题。
He continued to expound on the principle.
他说这义是本于信以至于信。
He said that this righteousness is from faith to faith.
所以这样的信以至于信就变成双重的信的原则了。
So from faith to faith become the principle with a double fold.
我们今天到底是借着什么能够蒙上帝的约呢？
Today through what we can be acceptable to God?
我们靠着我们的智慧吗？
Through our wisdom?
谁的智慧你与上帝相比呢？
Whose wisdom is equal with God?
当圣灵感动使徒的时候，
When Holy Spirit touched the heart of the apostle,
讲一句话，这世界的智慧在哪里呢？
He said that where is the wisdom of the world?
世界的哲士在哪里呢？
Where is the counsel of the world?
换一句话就是说呢，这些世界的哲学家，这些世界最聪明的思想家，他的思想在神面前算什么？
Which means the philosopher, the counselor, their wisdom is nothing before Lord.
所以没有一个人可以靠着他的智慧在神面前夸口。
So no one through their own wisdom can boast before God.
因为我们只有智慧的思想勾念怪观念。
Because you only need an idea of what wisdom is.
而神就是智慧的本体。
But then God is subjectivity of the wisdom.
我们之所以有可能有智慧的观念同构思，
that it is possible for us to have a mindset of wisdom and idea of mindset.
不过是因为我们在按照神的形象样式而被造。
It is only by because we are created after the image and likeness of God.
神是智慧的本体。
That God is subjectivity of that wisdom.
我们不过是智慧的影子而已。
We are only by the shadow of wisdom of God.
所有最伟大的哲学家的思想，
So even the greatest philosophy, the thinking,
不能与神所启示的道理相比。
It cannot be compared to the revealed word of God.
我举一个很简单的例子，
Very simple illustration.
孔子论到人与人的道德最高峰的一句话，
Confucius, the word is about the climax of man and man relationship.
孔子竟然讲了一句非常有分量的话，
He said a word which is with weight.
己所不欲，勿施于人。
What that you do not desire, do not give to others.
你要人家尊重吗？
You want people to honor you?
是。
Yes.
你喜欢人家轻看你吗？
You like people to despise you? No.
你不喜欢人轻看你，为什么你轻看别人？
If you dislike people to despise you, why is that you despise others?
你不喜欢人骗你，为什么你骗人？
If you dislike people to cheat you, why can't you cheat others?
所以这样就把人性之间用公平彼此对待作为孔子伦理思想的最高峰。
So then the Confucius higher demand of ethics is that we must use what they do not desire, do not give to others.
这个在各宗教里面都有一些相同的要素。
In many other religions, there's kind of same kind of principle.
所以呢，在研究宗教中伦理学的人把这种靠近意义的话都叫做金科一律。
So these are golden rules by all the philosophy and the religion.
The golden rule of human behavior and ethics.
And it's called the golden rules of human behavior.
The golden rule of human morality.
就人道德的金科一律。
一个人研究伦理学，
If a man study ethics.
一个人研究行为的伦理，
Or behavioral psychology.
伦理的哲学，
And psychological ethics.
No,
I'm sorry.
只有伦理的哲学， philosophy of ethics.
Philosophy of ethics.
你一定要先把人当作人来看待，把自己和别人等量齐观，你才真正有伦理。
You must deem others as human kind and equal with you, then you can talk about ethics.
所以孔子讲己所不欲，勿施于人。
And that's a confession that if you do not desire, don't give
to others. 这就是中国人的荣耀。
And that's the glory of the Chinese.
你中国人的哲学已经高到这个地步。
Because the Chinese philosophy is such a climax that achieves.
你把这样的话跟耶稣的智慧比的时候，你看到什么？
But if you compare this man's wisdom with God's wisdom,
耶稣是不是也讲相同的话呢？
Did Jesus say about the same thing?
好像相同。
Looks like the same.
其实不同。
But it's different.
耶稣论到人的伦理，讲过什么话呢？
When Jesus talked about human ethics, what did he say?
他讲了两句话。
Two statements.
第一句是什么呢？
The first,
你不要人怎么待你，你就不要怎么待人。他不是这样讲。
He did not say that if you do not want people to deal with you in such a manner, don't deal with people in such a manner.
因为那样讲是和孔子一样。
Because that was the same as what Confucius said.
耶稣基督不是用消极的，是用积极的这个性质来谈伦理学。
He did not talk about ethics in a passive way, but rather in a very active way.
耶稣怎么讲呢？
What did he say?
你要人怎么待你，你就怎样待人。
The way you want people to deal with you, deal so with others.
你知道不同的地方在哪里？
Do you know what's the difference?
孔子的词句里面两个消极的名词。
And this confusion used two negative aspects.
己所不欲。
What you do not want.
不施于人。
Don't give to others.
大家讲一二三。己所。把不太大声一点好不好？那你就明白我要讲什么。
Emphasize on the
no. 一二三。己所不欲。耶稣呢？己所欲施于人，
what that you do to other, what you want to do other to do to you，
这样就变成被动的伦理同主动的伦理。
So then the difference is the passive and the active ethics.
你不要人看不起你，你就不要看不起人。
If you do not want to other to despise you, don't despise others.
结果呢，你也没有看不起我，我也没有看不起你。结果你不睬我，我也不睬你。
So the result is that you don't despise me, I don't despise you.
但耶稣说什么呢？
But what did Jesus say?
你要人关心你吗？
You want others to take care of you?
你先关心的。
You take concern of others first.
你要人尊重你吗？
You want others to respect you?
你先尊重。
You respect others first.
你要人诚实待你吗？
You want others to deal with you honestly?
你自己先诚实待。
Then very honestly want to deal with others.
每一个人明白神在基督里这样的高超的道德原则的时候，
If everybody know about this high principle of Christ Jesus in God,
这个世界就变成了主动的伦理的社会。
Then this society becomes a society of very active ethics.
每一个个人就变成主动的伦理的活物了。
And every individual become a very active ethical being.
Active ethical being. 你就变成一个主动把这个伦理同那个最好的本性把它流露出来的一个。
So very actively you want to have that positive kind of virtue flow out from you.
这样整个社会就生气蓬勃起来了。
So the whole society will be liven.
这个杯跟这个杯两个互不来往也互不相害，叫做己所不欲勿施于人。
When these two cups do not have any communication with each other, which means you do not give to other, what do not other to give to you.
但是己所欲施于人是我充满你所没有的，你充满所我没有的，我们就彼此相。
But if you want to do to others what you want people to do to you, then we are actively communicating.
耶稣再讲第二句话。
Jesus said the second statement.
你们要爱人如己。
You must love others as yourself.
你们要彼此相爱。
Also must love each other.
这个伦理是以爱做基础的。
And this ethic using love as a foundation.
爱到一个最深的地步是什么呢？
Love until such a deep stage.
就是为那些逼迫你的祷告。
They want to pray for those who persecute you.
耶稣讲了。
After Jesus said,
耶稣醒了没有？
Has he done it?
他在十字架上，
upon the cross,
对父上帝说，
He prayed to the Father,
父啊赦免他们，
Father forgive them,
因为他们所做的他们不知道，
Because they do not know what they do.
他不但是把道德的教训讲出来，
Not only he talked about the ethical principle,
他本身就是义的本体在人间的彰显，
But then he is the manifestation of righteousness himself in mankind.
他是义者来被罪人所杀。
It's the righteous one who is killed by the unrighteous.
所以这个斯提凡没有死以前讲了一句话。
And that's why Stephen, before he died, he said a statement.
你们把那圣者，把那义者杀了。
You murdered the holy one and the righteous one.
犹太人受了这句话的刺激，他们就用石头把斯提凡打死。
When the Jews being pricked by this statement, they stoned Stephen to death.
基督是以义者的身份被杀死。
Christ Jesus died as a righteous one.
是人什么理由杀死耶稣的？
For what reason the man can kill him?
他的手是帮助人的。
Because his hand helped others.
他的脚是披泪传扬信
息。His leg preached the gospel.
他的口是出恩言的。
His lip is a lip of grace.
他 什么事要人用这个把他钉在十字架上死
？Upon what then he should be stoned to he should be crucified？
他到底做了什么坏的事情，要人用律法来审判他
？What evil has he done that should give a judgment with laws？
当不义对待义的时候
，When the righteous deal with the unrighteous deal with the righteous，
要义者死。
They want the righteous to die.
耶稣基督如果死了没有复活
，If Christ didn't die without resurrection，
那么义就没有得胜不义了。
Then the righteous has not prevailed over unrighteous.
但感谢上帝
，But praise the Lord，
基督的复活表示上帝的义在这福音上显明出来。
The resurrection of Christ Jesus meaning that the righteousness of God is revealed upon this gospel.
我想你已经明白这句话了。
Now you understand this.
这句话明白以后，你接下去明白第二个原则，第二句话所隐藏的总原则。
Then it will be easier for you to understand the principle which is hidden in the second statement.
这义是由于信，义之以信的。
And this righteousness is from faith to faith.
正如义人是因。信的生圣经记载了这个话语
Just as written the righteous shall live by faith
那么这里我要请大家注意几个问题
Here you must pay attention to a few questions
第一个问题
The first
由于信以至于信
From faith to faith
那表示一个信耶稣的人是从什么信开始达到怎么样的信呢
Does it mean that from faith that we believe and until what stage we can establish the faith
因为上帝赋予的大能要拯救一切相信的人
Because the power of the gospel to save all those who have faith
那么相信的人
Those who have faith
是不是从他自己能够产生一个信心然后上帝就拯救他
Does it mean that from they themselves they can produce kind of faith so that through which God can save them
比如上帝大能要救相信的人吗
Because you say that power of God want to save those who have faith
我就是相信的
I have faith
那我一信上帝就救我了
When I believe then God will save me
就是这样吗
Is that so?
就是这样简单吗
Is that so simple?
是不是就是这个意思呢
Is that the meaning?
如果是的话
If that is
那么这个信救一切相信的人这些相信的人是由于信以至于信到底是怎样的信进到怎样的信
Then you say that God will save for those who have faith from faith to faith they are saved from what faith and to what faith
所以由于信以至于信是整个的信或者起先的那个信就是他的救
So from faith to faith is it the initial faith or which faith is that
所以这里为什么提到两个信呢
Why is that it mentioned about two faith
From faith to faith
因信以至于信
从信到信什么意思
From faith to faith
原来圣经里面这一类的名词一共提了好几种
There are many kinds which is similar to this kind of statement in the Bible
如果用这一节来讲你就明白这个意思就更清楚
If I use other words to expound on this properly you understand more clearly
利上加利
And also the profit upon profit
From strength to strength
From strength to strength I'm sorry
勇上加勇
And
from glory to glory,
from glory to glory,
恩上加恩
from grace to grace.
所以这里给我们看见力是由力上加力
So we say from strength to strength,
恩上加恩
from grace to grace,
勇上加勇
from glory to glory.
原先的那个荣耀
the original glory,
后来加上去的荣耀是怎样的
The glory which added, what kind of glory?
原先的力量
The strength that you have already.
后来再加上去的力量
They don't the strength even,
有什么不同
What's the different?
原先的那一个力气
The strength that you have originally.
从加上去的力气是一样的吗
And the added strength is it the same?
什么叫做力上加力呢
What do you mean from strength to strength?
什么叫做恩上加恩呢
From grace to grace.
什么叫做勇上加勇呢
From glory to glory.
那么但是那个那些词句都不是由以恩以至于恩由于力以至于力不这样发力的
But then the translation of those kind of words is not as what we have it from faith to faith
你在诗篇里面看见的是什么呢
In Psalm what do you read
他们行走力上加力
When they walk from strength will be added strength
你在保罗的书信里面看到的是什么呢
What do you read from the Paul's epistle
他们在勇上加勇
From glory is added to them glory
但是在罗马书提的不是信上加信
But what is recorded here is not from faith added to faith.
这里的翻译变成由以信以至于信
But rather from faith to faith.
所以英文就一样的事情。
It's the same in English.
是从信心到信心。
From faith to faith.
好像力上加力一样。
Like from strength to strength.
那如果说力上加力，表示有个基本的力量，然后有的还要加给他，是这个意思。
If you were to say that from strength to strength, strength what you have originally now is added to you.
所以这一句话的总原则。
By the principle of this word.
我们用几次的查经才会讲清楚。
When I expound with a series of meetings here.
就比前面更详细的进入信仰的总原则。
So even more clearly, when you enter in the principle of faith,
我本来可以一堂就随便把它讲过去。
Actually, I can expound it very simply, just in one session.
但是神的灵不许可。
But the Spirit of God doesn't allow me to do so.
我有感动要把这一个总原则讲得很清楚。
But I want to expound this principle very, very clearly.
甚至比你所能够买到的任何解经的罗马书更清楚。
Even any Roman commentary you can buy will be more clearly as compared to what they've written.
当然这个责任是很大的。
But of course the responsibility is great.
我相信你们会得到很多很多属灵的力量。
But I truly believe that you will add to you more spiritual strength.
你明白这个总原则之后呢？
After you understood about this principle,
你就对全本圣经的重点都抓得很清楚。
Then to the main point of the Bible, you will now understand even more.
这会是上帝的大能。
Because this gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
For salvation of those who have faith.
那么很多的人就这样解释了。
And many people explain such way.
福音传给你。
That the gospel is preached to you.
要不要信？
Do you want to believe?
信的得救。
When you believe, you are saved.
不信的不得救。
If you don't believe, you are saved. Why?
因为上帝的道要救相信的嘛。
Because the word of God will save everyone who believes.
你要不要信？
Do you want to believe?
你不要信。
If you don't believe,
好，就变成你决定了，你能不能得救。
So then you are the one who decide whether you are saved or not.
我如果不信，连上帝也没有办法。
If I don't want to have faith, God even don't have a method to save me.
因为他要救一切相信的嘛。
Because you want to save those who have faith.
如果我不相信，神就没有办法。
If I don't want to believe, then he has no way out.
那现在我要问，你能信是为什么呢？
Now I want to ask, you can believe, why?
因为我能信吗？
Because I can believe.
因为我要信吗？
Because I want to believe.
所以这是我决定的。
So I will decide.
所以保罗这里讲，由于信以至于信，就不像你想象那么简单。
So when Paul says from faith to faith, it's not simple as what you think.
你有这个经验。
Do you have this experience?
有一些人你传福音给他几百次，他完全不懂。
There are people who preach them hundreds of times, they cannot understand.
有不是完全不信，不是完全不懂。
They cannot believe.
完全不动。
They are not moved.
No reaction.
No reaction.
你再传
and you preach again.
No reaction.
No reaction.
再传
preach again.
More no reaction.
更加的不动。
你再传
more than you preach.
He react just like a dead man. No reaction.
他就好像死人一样，没有任何回应。
你有这样的经验吗？
Do you have this kind of experience?
有一些人同他讲一次福音，他马上反应，马上想。
But there are certain people you preach them once and their reaction.
所以你就问为什么呢？
Why?
为什么有人信得这么难？
Why is it so difficult for some to believe?
为什么有人信得这么容易？
Why is it so simple for others to believe?
信就是信嘛。
Believe is believing.
有信就得救嘛。
You believe you are saved.
那我问你，信到底是什么呢？
Then what is believing?
有的人说我信。
Some say I believe.
因为他根本不敢不信。
Because they dare not to believe.
有的人说我信。
Some say I believe.
因为大家信，他不信不好意思。
Because everybody believes, he is shameful, he doesn't believe.
所以他就跟着人家信。
So he follow others.
有的人说我信。
Some say I believe.
除了这个没有什么可以信的。
Because other than this, there's nothing to believe in.
有的人说我信。
Some will say I believe.
要得恩典，他不得不他要信。
Because they want to have grace, that's why they got to believe.
这个信到底是什么呢？
But what is this faith?
你说这个是拜上帝的人。
This is the one who worship God is saved.
你说这个人是信上帝。
This one who believe in God is saved.
那个信字到底代表什么？
That belief of faith, what it is.
你信的分量重到什么地步？
And how heavy and what weighty is this believing?
这就变成谈到信仰的教义神学的问题。
And that's why we come to the doctrine of faith now.
我相信如果我讲信心论这一个神学讲座，
If I were to talk about the theology of faith,
我大概需要30个晚上才讲清楚。
I need 30 nights to preach this clearly.
你说唐牧师，我已经信耶稣了，已经以为我懂了，给你越讲我越不懂。
You say, Reverend Tom, I've already preached, and the more you speak about faith, the more that I do not understand.
你不必害怕。
You don't have to be afraid.
我不是要把简单的东西讲成复杂，结果你乱的半死。
I'm not going to make something with simple as something complicated.
我要叫你已经有的更深入、更完全、更正确、更 广泛的了解。
But rather what that you have, I want to explore to you more deeply, more widely, more accurately, and also you can understand more.
你相信你们这样一直来听这些讲座，跟别的基督徒不同的地方在哪里？
Do you know what's the difference of you coming here to listen compared to others who never come?
你们正在信上加信。
Because faith is added upon you from faith.
你们已经信的在这样听。那就一位心以至心正运行在你身上。
Because when you do so, it is from faith to faith that you are experiencing.
所以你不要为人情来。
So you don't come because of faith.
我如果不来，大家对唐牧师不好意思，不必来。
Because if I don't come, probably I've done wrong against Stephen Tong.
你要为了你追求真理、领受真理的光照、信心被坚固起来的那一个步骤、那一个过程所得到的利益而来。
But rather, it's the profit of that process through which you are being built spiritually that you come.
当你听到神的道的时候
then when you heard the word of God,
你有一种因明白真理的享受
then you enjoy because you truly understand the word of God.
有没有
Would that be so?
有没有
Would that be so?
那你不回答，我就不再来了。好
So if you don't answer, I won't come.
而且你不要随便回答。
Don't answer in a very casual way.
有诚实的回答
but truly and honestly answer.
听见上帝在做解明的时候
when you see that God's word is being expounded,
你里面有一个满足感
you have a heart of contentment.
你里面有一个感谢主的心
and a heart of thanksgiving.
你里面有一个享受
a heart of enjoyment.
因知真理而有的享受
that because you know the truth and that's why you feel that you enjoy it.
因信心得着坚固的享受
because your faith truly strength and then you enjoy it.
有没有
Do we have that?
那是什么呢
What is that?
那就是你由于心以自信的步骤中间继续成长一个事实
And that is a fact because you grow in the process from faith to faith.
因为当保罗最后这一段讲的这句话的时候
Because after Paul has said this statement,
如经上所说
Like what is written,
义人必因信得生
The righteous shall live by faith.
所以这个义人因为信得生
The righteous live by faith.
不是生人因信得义
Not that the living one, because of the faith, they have righteousness.
是义人因信得生
But righteous surely by faith.
因信称义是以后第五章到第八章要讲的。
And later in chapter 5 and also chapter 8, you talk about you are being justified because of faith.
因信称义
Justified by faith.
这里讲是因信得生
But here it says that you shall live by faith.
到底我先生然后信才成为义或者我先义然后信才得生
Is it because I live first then I faith I'm called righteous or righteous and then I shall live by faith
这么第一章跟第五章完全不一样
Why is it chapter 1 and chapter 5 are totally different
第五章告诉我我们因信已经称义了
Because chapter 5 says that we have been justified by faith
所以因为信才被称义的
Because you believe then you are justified
为什么第一章是义因信才得生
But why is it in chapter 1 it says that you are righteous and that you shall live by faith
保罗有没有搞错啊
Is there something wrong with what Paul expounded?
保罗第一章讲的第五章颠倒过来。
Because what he expounded in
chapter
1 and 5 are reversed. Why?
义人到底已经信了没有
The righteous, are they already believing?
你不敢答。
You dare not answer.
义人到底信了没有
The righteous, have they not believed?
义人怎么会义的
How do they become righteous?
义人怎么成义的
Righteous, how do they become righteous?
为什么
Why?
因信的称义，对不对
？Because of faith.
如果他没有信，怎么会做义人
？If they have no faith, how can they be called righteous?
所以义人就因为已经信了被称义的人。
The righteous because they first believe, then they are called righteous.
所以这义人就是已经信的人。
So righteous are those who already believe.
他为什么还要因信才得生呢
？And why is that by faith they shall live?
所以这里有称义以前的信跟称义以后的信。
So then there is a belief of faith before and after righteousness.
这样保罗就没有自打嘴巴了。
And Paul now do not self-contradicting.
保罗就没有颠倒自己。
And he does not make the all the reverse.
保罗就没有前后矛盾。
He's not contradicting himself in the first and the second place.
我也思想罗马书。
The more that I ponder of the book of Romans,
我也受感动。
The more I was touched.
我告诉你，当我在我的教会讲这一段的时候，还没有讲到这样深的地步。
When I expound in my own church, I never expound so deeply.
因为我再思考的时候。
Because the more that I ponder,
神的光照耀的更清楚楚。
God continued to illuminate even clearer.
我特别为你们感谢上帝。
I want to thank you because of
你现在过去查经大卫印尼 新加坡、香港、台湾、吉隆坡，只有吉隆坡听见罗马书。
Because in all the places that I've expounded on this, only the KL has this listening to the book of Romans.
各地的委员会都要希伯来书。
So all other places they want the book of Hebrews.
因为他说罗马书很多人讲了。
Because they say in the book of Romans many people expounded.
好，我就给他们希伯来书。
So I give them the book of Hebrews.
但我告诉你。
But I tell you,
神给我在这里把罗马书讲得比过去更清楚。
God allow me to expound the book of Romans even more clearer as compared to many other places.
神也感动新加坡布道团的他们的团员每个礼拜开车来回，晚上三点才到家。
And God also touched the heart of our team from Singapore to drive here and arriving home every day at 3 a.m.
我盼望这些劳苦不是突然的。
I just pray that all this labor will not be in vain.
神要我没有死以前再把罗马书从头讲一次。
And I pray that God will allow me to preach one more time this book of Romans before I die.
以后可以留下一百年。
Then it can last 100 years.
更多人可以得着福气。
So many people be benefited.
以后的历史要知道最先听的就是你们这一群人。
So the history will tell that my first audience was in Kuala Lumpur.
我为你们感谢上帝。
So for your sake, I thank God.
我要更